家里弟兄今天有很多的服事。
I have a lot of service today.
还要主持，又要翻译，所以我们要为他祷告，求神加添他的力量。
Yeah, please pray for me. I need.
我发现我们这次今天没有互相问候，是不是？所以请弟兄姐妹再站起来，互相问候一下。
Please stand and greet each other.
我们说上帝爱你，耶稣爱你。
We say, Jesus loves you.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹，最大的诫命是什么？
What is the largest law? There are two.
第一个叫尽心尽意尽力尽心爱主你的神，对不对？
God your Lord with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength.
但不要忘记第二条，
Don't forget the other, and love your neighbors as yourself.
所以我们在对神的敬拜，无论是怎样的敬拜，我们都是有两个维度，一个是垂直的维度，一个是水平的维度。
So we, no matter how we worship our God, we have two. We have vertical direction. We have a horizontal direction. That's why we ask you to greet each other.
所以这就是我们要在一个有爱的家庭当中来敬拜我们的神。
So we need to worship our Lord in a family of love.
好，我们一起来看我们今天的经文是在上帝的，使徒行传的十三章。
Today's message is in Book of Acts, chapter 13.
今天我们的题目是上帝的呼召和我们的身份。
The title is God's calling and our identity.
好，我们先读一下经文。我来读中文，我请邀请翟雷弟兄来读英文。
So our pastor will read in Chinese and I'll read in English.
邀请大家起立，我们读经的时候，我们一起来起立。
Let's stand and read God's word.
弟兄姐妹当中，如果是使用中文的，可以和我一起来读中文；如果是 youth， 你可以使用英文的，可以和翟雷弟兄一起来读英文。
So if you speak Chinese, you can read with a pastor. If you speak English, you can read with me.
使徒行传的十三章十三节，保罗和他的同人从帕弗开船来到庞菲利亚的别家，约翰就离开他们回耶路撒冷去。
Long Paul and his companions set sail from Paphos and came to Perga in Paphania, and John left them and returned to Jerusalem.
他们离了别家往前行，来到比西底的安提阿，在安息日进会堂坐下。
But they went on from Perga and came to Antioch in Pisidia, and on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down.
我这个不 work， 可以把控制权给我吗？OK， 读完了律法和先知的书，管会堂的叫人过去，对他们说：“二位兄台，若有什么劝勉众人的话，请说。”
After reading from the law and the prophets, the ruler of the synagogue sent a message to them, saying, "Brothers,If you have any word of encouragement for the people, say it.
保罗就站起来，举手说：“以色列人和一切敬畏神的人，请听。”
So Paul stood up and motioning with his hand and said, "Men of Israel and you who fear God, listen."
哦，一下子调，不对，一下子，好，这以色列民的神。拣选了我们的祖宗，当民积聚埃及的时候，抬举他们，用大能的手领他们出来。
The God of this people, Israel, chose our fathers and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, he led them out of it.
又在旷野容忍他们约有四十年。
And for about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness.
既灭了迦南七族的人，就把那地分给他们为业。
And after destroying the,
sorry,
sorry, We can just continue.
Okay. Okay.
Here. After destroying seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as the inheritance.
此后给他们设立誓师约有450年，直到先知撒巴尔的时候。
All this took about 450 years, and after that he gave them judges until Samuel the prophet.
后来他们求一个王，神就将便雅悯支派中基士的儿子扫罗给他们做王40年。
Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul the son of Kish, a man of tribe of Benjamin for 40 years.
既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王。又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified and said, I have found in David the son of Jesse a man after my heart, who will do all my will.
从这日的后裔中，谁已经照着所应许的为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised.
在他没有出来以前，约翰向以色列众民宣讲悔改的洗礼。
Before his coming, John had proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel.
约翰将行进他的尘土说，你们以为我是谁？我不是基督，只是有一位在我以后来的，我解他脚上的鞋带也是不配的。
And as John was finishing his course, he said, What do you suppose that I am? I'm not he. No, but behold, after me one is coming, the sandals of whose feet I'm not worthy to untie.
弟兄们，亚伯拉罕的子孙，和你们中间敬畏神的人哪、啊，这救世的道是传给我们的。
Brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has been sent the message of this salvation.
耶路撒冷居住的人和他们的官长，因为不认识基督，就不明白每安息日所读众先知的书，就把基督定了死罪，正应了先知的预言。
For those who live in Jerusalem and their rulers, because they did not recognize him nor understand the utterance of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath, fulfilled them by condemning him.
虽然查不出他们有当死的罪，还是求比拉多杀他。
And though they found in him no guilt worthy of death, they asked Pilate to have him executed.
既成就了经上指着他所记的一切话，就把他从木头上取下来，放在坟墓里。
And when they had carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb.
神却叫他从死里复活。
But God raised him from the dead.
那从加利利同他上耶路撒冷的人多日看见他。这些人如今在民间是他的见证。
And for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are now his witnesses to the people.
我们也报好消息给你们，就是那应许祖宗的话。
And we bring you the good news that what God promised to the fathers.
谁已经向我们这做儿女的应验，叫耶稣复活了？正如诗篇第二篇上记着说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
This he was fulfilled to us, their children, by raising Jesus. As also it is written in the second psalm, You are my son, today I have begotten you.
论到神叫他从死里复活，不再归于朽坏，就这样说，我必将所应许大卫那圣洁可靠的恩典赐给你们。
And as for the fact that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to the corruption, he has spoken in his way, I will give you the holy and sure blessing from David.
又有一片上说，你逼不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Therefore, he says also to on the Psalm, you will not let your holy one see corruption.
大卫在世的时候，遂行了神的旨意，就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，以见朽坏。
For David, after he had served his purpose of God in his own generation.Fell asleep and was laid with his fathers and saw corruption.
唯独神所复活的，他并未见朽坏。
But he whom God raised up did not see corruption.
所以弟兄们，你们当晓得，赦罪的道是由这人传给你们的。
Let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you.
你们靠摩西的律法，在一切不得称义的事上，靠这人就得称义了。
And by him, everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses.
所以你们务要小心，免得先知书上所说的话临到你们。
Be aware, therefore, lest what is said in the prophets should come about.
主说，你们这轻慢的人要观看。要惊奇，要灭亡，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
Look, you scoffers, be astonished and perish, for I am doing a work in your days, a work that you will not believe, even if one tells to you.
他们出会堂的时候，众人请他们下安息日再讲这话给他们听。
As they went out, the people begged that these things might be told them the next Sabbath.
散会以后，犹太人和近前进犹太教的人，多有跟从保罗、巴拿巴的，二人对他们讲道，劝他们务要恒久在神的恩典中。
And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who as they spoke with them,Urge them to continue in the grace of God.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你，我们愿你来祝福你的话语。
Lord, Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. We ask you to bless your word.
愿你的圣灵临在我们的当中。
May your Holy Spirit be with us.
也特别的膏抹小孩子。
And anoint the pastor.
愿你来祝福孩子，让孩子真的是能够靠着圣灵的感动，放胆的传讲你的话语。
So that he can deliver your word.Moved by the Holy Spirit.
愿我们在你的话语当中来敬拜你。
May we worship you in your word.
我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天是有一段很长的经文。
This is a very long passage.
我们现在已经进入到《使徒行传》的第三部分，就是说福音要传到地极。
Now we are enter the third phase of the Acts that the gospel will spread to the Gentiles.
所以我们在上一次王通弟兄所讲的《使徒行传》的13章1到12节，我们看到，就是安提阿教会差遣保罗和巴拿巴他们一行人出去。
Last week, Brother Tony discussed the sending of the Paul and Barnabas to Gentiles by Church Antioch.
所以我们在这张图里面，这是保罗的第一次旅行布道。保罗和巴拿巴他们就从安提阿，叙利亚的安提阿出去，来到西底亚，然后从西底亚坐船到撒拉米，然后到这个帕弗。
So this is a map of Paul's first mission trip. They start from Antioch and then they went to Syria and sailed to.Cyprus, Salami, and then move to Paphos.
我们今天就是从这个帕弗开始讲。
Now, today we start from Paphos.
他们从帕弗又坐船到庞菲利亚的别加。
From Paphos, they sailed to Perga at Pamphilus.
在别加的时候，这位称为约翰的马可就离开他们，回到耶路撒冷去。
There, the John called Mark, they left them and returned to Jerusalem.
所以他们从别加继续往上走，到比西底的安提阿。
From Perga, they went north to Antioch at Pisidia.
他们到了比西底安提阿之后，他们在一个安息日，他们就到犹太人的会堂里面坐下。
On the Sabbath day, they went to synagogue and sit down.
一个方面是因为就是说他们是犹太人，所以他们到一个地方，他们首先要找的就是会堂。
Because they are Jews, so the first place they are looking for is a Jewish synagogue.
另一个方面是因为就是说他们是有意的要去犹太人的会堂，因为那是犹太人聚集的地方，所以他们要在多人聚集的地方把这个福音传出去。
On the other hand, because the synagogues are there, where Jewish people gathering, so they want to go there to spread the gospel.
所以犹太人他们聚会的时候，他们要读这个律法和先知书。
And those Jewish when they are gathering, they would read the book of laws and the book of prophets.
所以他们读完了律法和先知书之后，这个时候管会堂的人看到这他们当中有两位新人。
After they reading the, from the law and the prophets, the ruler of the synagogue noticed they are two newcomers.
所以管会堂的人就对他们二人说，保罗和巴拿巴说，二位兄台，你们有什么可以劝勉的话说吗？
So he asked Paul and Barnabas, say, brothers, if you have any words of encouragement for the people.
所以这个时候保罗就站起来，他举起手，他说，以色列人啊，和你们中间一切敬畏神的人啊，你们要听。
So Paul stood up and raised his hand and say, "Men of Israel and you who fear God, listen."
这句话让我们想起什么
？What reminds us？
这句话让我们想起在旧约里面，《申命记》里面最著名的《申命记》第六章那个什么，以色列啊，你们要听。
So this sentence reminds of what Moses said in the book of the Deuteronomy.And say, "Listen, Israelites."
所以保罗在这里说，以色列和你们一切敬畏神的人，所以他的对象是犹太人。但是在这些犹太人当中，在这会堂里面也有一些是外邦人，他们皈依犹太教，他们转信犹太教的人。
So right here, Paul speak to the Jewish, but among them there are also some Gentiles converted to Judaism.
所以他说，以色列人啊，和一切敬畏神的人。
So he said, "Men of Israel and who fear God, listen."
So 保罗就开始讲，保罗开始讲以色列的历史。
Paul started talking about Israel history.
我们在这里，我们在《使徒行传》里面，我们看到彼得的讲道，我们看到保罗的讲道，我们也看到史提凡的讲道。
In the book of Acts, we learned the preach by Paul, preach by Peter, and preach by Stephen.
我们看到很多的时候，他们有一个共同点，他们就是要回顾以色列的历史。
They
have 从出埃及记的时候开始。
They all have the common approach. They start by reflecting the history of Israel.
所以保罗在这里说，这以色列民的神，这位耶和华上帝拣选了我们的祖宗，在我们的祖宗还寄居在埃及地的时候，他就拣选了我们，抬举了我们。
Paul told them that the God of these people, when Israelites were still in the land of Egypt, they uplifted them.
我们知道，当以色列从迦南地到埃及去的时候，他们是一个家族去的。这个家族里面，他们去的时候一共有七十多个人。
We know that when the Israel went to Egypt from the land of Canaan, they go as a family with 70 family members.
但是当四百五十年之后，他们从迦南地出来的时候，神借着摩西来带领他们出迦南的时候，他们其中可以作战的壮年人就有六十万人。
After 450 years, when our Lord led them out of Egypt, and among them they have a 600,000 people who can fight.
所以以色列的总数可能在两三百万人之间。
So in these years, the Israelites multiplied to about 2 to 3 million.
所以神借着摩西在旷野里面带领他们在旷野里面走了四十年的时间。
So Moses led them in the wilderness for about 40 years.
四十年之后，他们跨过约旦河进入迦南地，灭了迦南七族的人。
After they crossed the Jordan River after 40 years, they destroyed the seven nations in the land of Canaan.
然后灭了迦南七族的人，就把迦南地，然后分给十二个支派，十二个部族。
And they took the land and divided it among 12 tribes.
然后我们知道之后的这段时期是士师，在士师记里面记载是士师的时代。
Then would be the era of judges.
然后一直到最后一个士师是撒母耳。
until the last judge, Samuel the prophet.
那么在这一段四百，在这一年三四百年的时间，这里英中文圣经是约有四百五十年，但如果你看英文圣经的话是 after this, all this took about 450 years, and after that, 这里指的是，所以你看英文圣经的话，就是说这里指的是在埃及地的四百五十年。
So here, there is a little bit mistake here regarding the Chinese Bible. Actually, in the English Bible, all this happened after 450 years in Egypt. So after that, after they entered the land of Canaan, God established judges.
所以在四世纪大概有三四百年的时间，然后在这三四百年的时间中，以色列是以各个部族的形式在迦南地是生活的。
So for about 200 to 300 years, Israelites live in the land of Canaan as tribes.
然后在他们的东边有亚美、有摩亚，然后有以东，然后在南边有亚玛利人、有非利士人。
They have their enemies at all directions, Edom, Philistines, and other tribes.
所以他们在那个四世纪的时代，他们经常就活在一个战争的年代，所以他们就很渴望有一个王，他们很渴望有一个统一的国家，所以他们就向耶和华求一个王。
So they live in the era of wars. So they really wanted God to give them a king to lead them.
所以神就按照他们的心意拣选了扫罗，让他做王四十年。
According to their will, God chose Saul.And make him king for 40 years.
那扫罗之后，神选立了大卫。大卫是神在这里说，他是合他心意的人。
After God removed Saul, He raised up David, and David was was a king according to his heart.
所以这是以色列人的历史。保罗在这里回顾以色列人的历史。
Paul reflects the history of Israel.
保罗为什么要回顾以色列人的历史
？Why did he do this?
让以色列人知道，就是说从他开始到现在，他们是神的选民。
Paul wanted the Israel to know that from beginning to long, they are the chosen people of the Lord.
他们是神的百姓，神对他们有一个计划。
They are God's people, and God had a plan for them.
神对他们有一个呼召。
God has a call for them.
因为因着这个呼召，所以以色列人就有一个 identity， 他们有一个身份。
Because of this calling, Israelites has an identity.
在出埃及记的十九章四到六节，在记载了神对以色列人的呼召。但他们出埃及的时候，在西乃山下，神对以色列人说了这些话。
When Israel was in the wilderness, God, under the mountain Sinai, said this to Israelites.
所以神对以色列人说，我好像如鹰一样把你们背在我的翅膀上面，把你们从埃及地领出来，带来归我。
God told them, I led you out of Egypt like bore you on the eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
但是你们要怎么做呢
？But what should you do?
所以你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
So you shall be me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以这就是神对以色列的一个呼召，你们要归我做祭司的国度，做圣洁的国民。
So this is the call from God to Israel. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
在这个呼召当中有两个元素，第一个元素就是你们要归我做圣洁的国民，你们要圣洁，因为耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
There are two factors in this calling. The first one is that Israelites, you should be holy because your God is holy.
第二个元素就是你们要做祭司的国度。
The second one would be a kingdom of priests.
什么是祭司的国度
？What is a kingdom of priests?
祭司是两个之间的中保，对不对？是神和人之间的中保，对吧
？A priest is a mediator between God and human.
所以在人面前他是代表神，在神面前是代表人的。
In front of human beings, a priest represents a God, and in front of God, a priest represents human beings.
神在这里不单呼召以色列，他们自己要圣洁。而且呼召以色列人成为万邦的祝福。
Here, the God not only called Israelites to be a holy nation, but also called them to be a blessing of all nations.
所以这就是神对亚伯拉罕所 应许的，你要成为万邦的祝福。
That's what God promised to Abraham. You shall be the blessing to all nations.
所以以色列人不但自己要圣洁，而且要把神的话语、把神的律法，要把这个圣洁活出来，要把神的话语、神的律法传给万邦。
Israelites not only to live a holy life, but also they are required to spread the law and spread God's word to all the nations.
要做这个祭司，使万邦和神和好。
They need to be the priest to reconcile God and the people.
但是我们知道以色列人有没有做到。
But we all know that Israelites failed this task.
我们知道他们失败了。
They failed.
他们连第一个为圣洁的国度都做不到。
They couldn't even fulfill the first requirement to be a holy nation.
我们知道从这之后一千年的历史，他们出埃及记大概是公元前一千四五百年，所以到他们亡国的是公元前五百八十七年，所以大概一千多年的时候，以色列人一直在这个圣洁上面挣扎。
After they were led out of Egypt about 1400 BC until they were exiled of, at about 500 BC, in this about 1,000 years, Israelites had struggled on this to be a holy nation.
所以他们不断的犯罪，不断的远离神，不断的去拜别的假神，拜别的偶像。
They continue sin, commit adultery to worship other.False God and adults.
所以他们在这第一项上就失败了。
They failed in the first mission.
所以他更别谈第二项，做祭司的国族，做万邦的祝福。
No less than the second mission to be the priest for all nations.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们也是一样，我们要成为，我们要去传福音，成为万邦的祝福，成为别人的祭司。首先，我们要圣洁。
So it also applies to us. If we want to be priests, if we want to spread the gospels, we have to be holy in the first place.
首先我们要让基督的生命在我们身上活出来。
We have to live Jesus' life out of us.
所以以色列人失败了。
So Israelites failed.
但是在保罗在这里讲到，从这人的后裔当中，从大卫的后裔当中，神兴起了照着所应许的，照着在旧约圣经里面所说的，神立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
But Paul continues, for this man's offering, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. He promised in the Old Testament.
保罗在这里说以色列人失败了，但是神在这里预备了一位救主，一位弥赛亚，以色列人在旧约历史当中所预言的弥赛亚，他来要实现神对以色列人的呼召。
Although Israelites has failed the mission, but God already prepared a Savior that can accomplish this mission according to what promised in the Old Testament.
So, John 也在世袭约翰旧约里面最后一位先知。
And John the Baptist, the last prophet in the Old Testament,
也为耶稣基督做见证说，我不是基督，那基督在我以后要来，我就是给他解鞋上的。鞋上的鞋带也不配。
He testifies that I'm not he, I'm not Christ, but Christ will come after me, the one I not worthy to untie his sandals.
所以我们在这里看到，神对以色列人有一个呼召，以色列在这个呼召上面形成他们的民族的 identity。
We see here that God has a calling for Israelites, and Israel has his national identity because of this calling.
但是他们没有办法实现，所以神为他们预备了一位救主，来实现神对以色列人的呼召。
But they cannot accomplish this calling, so God prepared a savior for them to accomplish it.
来完成以色列人的 identity.
To finish to a perfect to accomplish its identity of Israel.
所以耶稣基督是真正的以色列。
So our Lord Jesus is true Israelite.
我们知道，当耶稣基督降生的时候，他降生在伯利恒。
When Jesus was born, he was born in Bethlehem.
所以当时那个希律听到这个消息，他要把伯利恒所有两岁之下的孩童都要杀掉。
The King Herod, after he heard this news, he would kill all the infants under age two around Bethlehem.
所以神就在梦中告诉呢，指示约瑟和玛利亚，让他们带着小耶稣 baby Jesus， 然后逃到埃及去。
Our Lord told Joseph to take Jesus away to escape from Galilee to Egypt.
逃到埃及去，但是等到希律死后，他们约瑟又带着耶稣回到那个回到巴勒斯坦这个地方。当时马太福音的第二章说，这要应验旧约先知所说的话，我要从埃及召出我的儿子来。
After Herod was dead, Joseph brought Jesus back from Egypt to Galilee, and that fulfilled what's said by the prophet, out of Egypt I bring out my son.
那这就是应验何西阿书的十一章第一节所说的话，是神对以色列人说的，以色列是年幼的，我要从埃及召出我的儿子来。
That's fulfilled the book, the prophet Hosea, he said in his book, all those youngsters out of Egypt, I'll bring out my son.
所以我们在这里看到马太理解耶稣基督是真正的以色列。
In the book of Matthew, Matthew knew that Jesus, our Lord Jesus, is true Israelite.
以色列这个字在希伯来文是 Israel.
Israelites in the Hebrew means Israel.
那么 Israel 是由两个字来组成的，所以是由前面是一个动词 Shara 和后面一个名词 Er 是 God 的意思，上帝的意思。
So it composed two parts. The first one is a verb, and the second one is R, meaning God.
前面一个动词 Shara 的意思就是说它contend, 就是 has power, and contend, strive hard.
It's already English.
Already English, okay. 所以就是说上帝要兴起，上帝要征战。
God will raise up, God will fight.
那么这个词是一个就是说我们说的是一个祈愿的语句，就愿上帝兴起，愿上帝征战。
So this word is like, God please fight, God please raise up.
所以我们为什么后来说以色列是上帝的，这个词的意思是上帝的王子，神的王子，为什么会有这样的，是因为 Shara 这个动词它和一个名词叫 Shar 是有同一个词根。
So why we later on we call Israelites the prince of God because of Shara and and another word
Shar
they have the same root.
那么 Shar 这个词的名它原意就是说是公牛，是很有力量，是 powerful， 也是 prince， 所以在各个部族的以色列各个部族的领袖叫 prince。都是用这个词来。
Shar means ox or bull, very powerful. So all the prince or leaders in the tribe of the Israel, they use this word.
所以说 ，so prince， 所以 prince 翻译成中文就是王子的意思。所以这就是为什么我们把以色列翻译成是神的王子。
That's why we call Israel God, prince of God.
但以色列真正的意思是说，是让上帝起来征战吧，让上帝兴起吧。
But the real meaning of Israel is calling God to fight, calling God to raise up.
这就让我们想起神在《生命记》里面对以色列人所说的话，就是说你们要洁净你们的心，《生命记》第十章，你们要 circumcise your hearts.
In the Deuteronomy chapter 10, God asked Israel to set aside your hearts.
但是在《生命记》的十章说，我要洁净你们。
And at the same chapter, God said, I will cleanse you.
所以上帝要自己要起来征战。
God will raise up and fight by himself.
所以这件事情就实现在耶稣基督的身上。耶稣基督是上帝起来征战，为罪来征战，为他的百姓来征战。
This promise fulfilled on our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ fight for his people against sins.
所以耶稣基督是真正的以色列。
So Jesus is a true Israelite.
所以耶稣基督，所以保罗在这里说：“亚伯拉罕的子孙啊，你们中间敬畏神的人啊，这救世的道是传给你们的。”
Paul says, "Brothers, son of family of Abraham, and those among you who fear God, to us has sent the message of this salvation."
耶稣基督实现了神对以色列的呼召，他是如何实现的呢
？Jesus Christ accomplished the calling from God to Israel. How did he do that?
保罗在下面就会讲到，主要是讲到耶稣基督的死和复活。
Paul will talk about Jesus' death and resurrection.
保罗在这里说，这些都是圣经上所记载的，都是先知所预言的。
This all recorded in the Bible and said by all the prophets.
所以保罗说，按照先知的预言，耶稣基督被耶路撒冷的人和他的官长定了死罪，被钉在十字架上。
According to the prophets, Jesus was nailed by the people in the Jerusalem and their rulers.
所以这是旧约先知里面所说的。我想保罗在讲这句话的时候，他可能想起的诗篇二十三篇，还有以赛亚书的五十三章。
I'm pretty sure that when Paul said this, yeah, he has Isaiah 53 and Psalm 2 in his heart.
Psalm 23
in his heart.
所以在诗篇二十三篇说，我行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。所以在历史上，只有一个人行过死荫的幽谷，却没有遭害。
In the Psalm 23, it said, "As I pass the death, a valley of death, I'm not afraid." Only one in the history passed the valley of death.
在以赛亚书的五十三章说，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
In the book of Isaiah 53, he was led to the land of slaughters like a sheep.
所以这都是要告诉说，以色列人所盼望这位弥赛亚，他要受死，他要受难。
Let all point out that the Messiah Israelites looking for, he would die.
他不但要死，而且要复活。
Not only he would die, but he will resurrect.
所以这些都是经上所记的，指着他的话。
This is all the word in the Bible pointing to Jesus.
所以神叫他从死里复活。
God raised him up from death.
那保罗在这里说，神让他叫死里复活，这是应许祖宗的话，是经上所记的话。
Paul said here that God raised him from death is promised and it's recorded in the Bible.
所以保罗在这里首先是引用诗篇的第二篇，说你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
So Paul first recited the was said in the second psalm, "Today you are my son. Today I have begotten you."
保罗在用这句话来指着耶稣的复活，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Paul used this verse to point this word to Jesus' resurrection. "You are my son. Today I have begotten you."
我们很多时候理解这篇诗篇的，我们指的是我们所理解的是，它是指圣父、圣子、圣灵，圣父在永恒当中生了圣子。
A lot of times we are when we are read this message, we think that this point to the Trinity, Holy Father, Son, and the Spirit. The Holy Father gave birth to a Son.
但保罗在这里用在一个完全不同的地方，是在耶稣复活的时候。在耶稣复活的时候，神对耶稣说，复活的耶稣说，神人二心的耶稣说， 你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
But Paul used this to the different on the different scenario. When during the on the Jesus resurrection, God said to him, "You are my son. Today I've begotten you."
所以在这里的时候，保罗说你，保罗在引用这段经文的，不是指着耶稣的神性说的，而是指着他的人性说的，指着他的人性说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
Here, Paul didn't point to the divine nature of Jesus, but point to the human nature of Jesus. You are my son, God said. Today I have begotten you.
因为耶稣是第二亚当，当他完成了亚当之约之后，他就得到了亚当之约的祝福，就是永生。
Because God is second Adam, after he fulfilled the covenant of Adam, he received the blessings of that covenant, that's eternal life.
因为他有永远的生命，他这个人性得到了祝福，永生，有永远的生命，所以死亡不能够拘禁他。
Because he received the blessings, his human nature is, has eternal life, so death cannot catch him.
所以当他复活的时候，他就成为真正的亚当，神预定要亚当要成为的那个真正的亚当。
So after his resurrection here,turned into a true Adam.
在路加福音里面说亚当是神的儿子。
In the book of Luke, it said Adam is son of God.
所以真正的亚当是神的儿子。
True Adam is son of God.
所以在这里就是说，当耶稣基督复活的时候，神指着他的人性说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
When Jesus resurrected, God pointed to his human nature, say, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you."
另外是在以赛亚书的五十五章三节。
In another place is the book of Isaiah 50, chapter 50, verse 3.
他说我必将所应许大卫那圣洁可靠的恩典赐给你们。
I will give you the holy and sure blessing of David.
所以对，因为是 holy and sure blessing. 但如果看以赛亚书五十五章三节的话，在这里说是有两个同位语，第一个是一个永远的约， 第二个就是说我的信实的可靠的爱，对大卫的爱。
It includes two messages. One is that I'll give you the everlasting covenant, and the second one would be I'll give you my steadfast true love from David.
所以在这里保罗把这句话应用到耶稣基督的复活上面，就是说耶稣基督就是那个永远的约。
Paul used this message to Jesus' resurrection, pointing out that Jesus accomplished the permanent covenant.
因为耶稣基督是永远的约，是那个永 everlasting covenant, 所以耶稣这个立约的这个中保，所以他就不可能死。
So Jesus is the mediator of the everlasting covenant, so he cannot die.
所以保罗在这里就用这句话来证明耶稣基督的复活。
Paul used this message, this word, this sentence to prove God, Jesus' resurrection.
因为在耶稣基督里面，神性与人性在这里相遇。
Human nature and divine nature meet in Jesus Christ.
然后第三处保罗引用的是在诗篇十六篇，说你不必不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
The third part God, Paul referred is in the Psalm 16.You wouldn't let your holy one see corruption.
这是大卫的诗篇。大卫在写这篇诗篇的时候，大卫其实不是只是他自己说的，因为大卫他死了，他的身体朽坏了。
This is David wrote this psalm, but when David wrote this psalm, he's not pointing that he's not referring to himself because David died and saw corruption.
所以保罗在这里说，大卫其实上是指着耶稣基督，指着弥赛亚所说的。
Paul pointed out here that.David referred to Lord Jesus, the Messiah.
所以弟兄们，你们当晓得赦罪的道是由这人耶稣基督传给你们的。
So let it be known to you, therefore, brothers, that through this man, forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you.
保罗在这里说，耶稣基督他实现了神对以色列人的呼召，他完成了以色列人的身份。
Paul,
他是真正的以色列。
Told those people that.Jesus accomplished the calling of God to Israelites. He is the true Israelite.
所以你们靠着摩西的律法，在这一切不称义的事情上面，但是在信，因为着信靠耶稣基督，所以你们就都得称义了。
And by him, everyone who believes in is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law.
你们都得称义了。称义是什么意思？
You are all justified.
称义就是说我们在神的眼中被看为义，是被看为完全，是圣洁的。
What is justified? Justified means that in God's eyes we are all righteous.
所以这就是保罗为什么写信在给各地的教会说，你们在各地的圣徒。
When Paul wrote these letters to all the churches, he called them all saints.
所以因着耶稣基督所做的一切，就实现了神对以色列的呼召，说你们要成为圣洁的国民，你们要成为祭司的国度。
Jesus Christ, finished the calling of the God through what he has done, you would be the holy nation and a nation of priests.
所以最后保罗对这些人，坐在会堂里面这些人，他们当中有犹太人，有皈依犹太教的外邦人，保罗对他们说，所以你们要小心，免得先知书上所说的咒诅临到你们。
At last, Paul warned those people, the Israelites and those who converted to Judaism, saying, Be aware, therefore, lest what is said in the prophets should come about.
在旧约的先知书里面所说，我要行一件事，一件新事，一件稀奇的事情。你们要观看，你们要惊奇，但是你们却不相信。
In the Old Testament, God said, I will do a wonderful things.You will be astounded, you will see it, but you wouldn't believe it.
所以你们要灭亡。
So you will be perished.
所以保罗说，这耶稣基督就是这件新奇惊奇的事情，就指着耶稣基督所说的，指着他的死和复活所说的。所以今天这个事情发生了，我传给你们了，所以你们要小心。
These things point to these wonderful things is the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.Today I said this to you, so you need to be careful.
所以这些话不单是对着以色列人，当时在会堂里面以色列人和当时皈依犹太教的外邦人来说的，也是对我们今天所有的弟兄姐妹、所有的基督徒来说的。
This word is not only said to the Israelites and those converters in the synagogue on those days, but it also said to us, the Christians.
以色列有一个身份，这个身份是基于上帝的呼召。
Israelites has identity based on God's calling.
我们今天也有身份。
We also have our own identity.
我们今天这个身份，我们是真正的以色列人，因为我们在耶稣基督里面，所以我们是真正的以色列。
Our identity is that we are true Israelites because we are in Christ.
所以以色列的呼召就是对我们的呼召。
All the calling to Israelites are the callings to us.
所以这个呼召有两个方面的因素。第一个方面，你们要成为圣洁。
One is that you shall be a holy nation.
第二个方面，你们要成为祭司的国度。
You shall be a nation of priests.
所以弟兄姐妹，神呼召我们要过一个圣洁的生活，要过一个非别为圣的生活。
So, dear brothers and sisters, God called us to live a holy life, to live a life set aside.
要从这个世界当中非离出来，非别出来。
We need to
不是非离，是非别出来。
We need to set apart from this world.
说我们要过一个得胜的生活。
We need to live a victorious life.
我不要再贪恋这个世界上的东西。
We are not covenant to things here.
我们要以天上的事情为念。
We should think about things in heaven.
那第二个方面就我们不但自己要圣洁，而且我们要做祭司的国度，我们要把这个好消息要传给万邦。
Not only we shall be holy, we also need to be a nation of priests.
我们要成为基督的使者，使神与人之间和好。
We need to be the ambassadors for Jesus Christ to reconcile God and people.
所以这个不但是对以色列的呼召，而且是对今天每一个信徒、每一个基督徒的呼召。
This is not the calling to Israelites, but to the calling to the Believers and Christians nowadays.
好，我们就跳过这些，时间不够。OK， 所以我们就想起彼得在彼得前书的二章所说，就说你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度。
Peter said in the first Peter, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation."
彼得是对新约的信徒所说的。
Peter said this to the Christian believers in the New Testament. 但你看这句话的时候，
你想起什么？
What reminds you when you read this?
你想起出埃及记的十九章四到六节，神对以色列人的呼召。
You it reminds us what our Lord called Israelites.
所以你们要成为圣洁的国民，要成为祭司的国度。
You should be a nation of priests and a holy nation.
所以这也是今天神对我们的呼召。
This is also the calling from God to us.
所以我们要成为圣洁的国民，要成为祭司的国度。
We need to be a holy nation and a nation of priests.
所以这是神对每一个基督徒的呼召。
This is according to every Christian.
无论你是犹太人还是你是外邦人
，No matter
is
your
Israelites
or Gentiles,
对
，Americans or Chinese.
这是神对每一个基督徒的呼召。
This is according to every Christian.
但是作为我们在北美的华人来说，我们有我们自己的独特性。
But for us who live in the North American,
就像以色列有它的独特性一样。
We have our unique identity, like Israel.
就保罗在罗马书的二章里面所说，以色列它有独特性，它是神的选民，神把他的圣言托付给他们，神借着以色列人把他的圣言保存下来，托付给他们。
In the book of Romans, Paul said, Israelites are special because God gave them his word and asked them to preserve the word.
So today, we all the Christians have a common call, which is you become a holy nation, you become a priestly kingdom. But we, in the West, Christians, we have our uniqueness.
Although every Christian have the calling to be a holy nation, to be a nation of Christ, but we, the Chinese in the North America, has a special calling.
We, the second generation,
The second generation,
you
have all your unique calling.
今天的美国社会正在逐渐走向一个多元化的社会。
The right now, the American culture are in the multiple cultures.
物质主义不再是主导。
Materialism is not the main.
而逐渐是走向从物质主义向一个相对主义，向一个多元化来转变。
It moved from materialism to other multiple focuses.
所以美国是个不断移民的社会。
It's an immigrant society.
所以在这里有中国，有亚裔的，有中国人，有日本，有韩国，也有墨西哥人，也有西班牙的。
We have all nations here: Chinese, Korean, Hispanic.
所以美国在走向一个多元化的社会，这是美国的一个方向。
The direction is that we have multicultural here.
所以作为教会来说，教会的一个最终的方向就是要向着 multi-ethnic 多种族的教会。 来朝那个方向来迈进。
Our church, vision should be the multi-ethnic church.
但只要美国还是一个移民的国家，我这个移民是一个动名词的形式，它还是一个不断移民的国家，在这个国家当中，不但有 multi-ethnic 的 church， 而且会有一些 subcultural 的 church。
Because America is an immigrating nation, so we will have multi-ethnic church and a multi-subculture church.
Subculture 的 church 包括亚洲人的教会、西班牙人的教会、
Asian church and Hispanic church.
而且还有第一代移民的教会、
The first generation church,
中国人的教会、韩国人的教会、墨西哥人的教会、
Mexican church.
所以这有我在这里可以看到有，我可以把它分成三种：第一是第一代移民，第二代是 subculture 的 church。第三个是 multi-ethnic 的 church.
So we have three types of church. First generation immigrant church, subculture church, and multi-ethnic church.
所以我们作为我们在美国的华人，所以我们是第一代移民的教会。
We are the first generation church here.
所以我们的主要的负担、主要的呼召就是我们要做第一代移民的工作。
So our calling is to work on the first generation immigrants.
所以我们要。我们的要向学生传福音、
so、
要向留学生传福音
to students,
所以我们要做 young professional 的工作
so we need to work among young professionals
所以我们还要做各种各样的第一代移民的工作
so we need to work with all first generation immigrants
这是我们的主要呼召但是一个主要的呼召是我们要看到我们当中的第二代人他们也是
but another calling is that we need to also need to work on our second generation
他们我们要帮助他们我们这个福音就好像在一场接力赛一样我们要做好我们的工作我们要把棒交接在他们的手上
We need to pass our mission to our second generation
我们 second generation 就他们被称为 subculture 的 church
This is called a subculture church
就是说亚裔的 church
The Asian church
所以我们同时的话我们要做好这样的工作
We need to work on this
最终的话是会转向从亚裔的 church 我相信最终从亚这些 subculture 的 church 最终都会转向一个 multi-ethnic church
I believe that all these subculture churches will eventually turn into multi-ethnic church
但这当中可能还有上百年的时间
I don't know how long it will take maybe 100 years
所以我们要做好我们在这个位置上面神给我们特殊的身份我们要做好我们的尽好我们的责任
Since God has already given us this special calling Therefore, we need to work hard.
所以感谢主，我们教会的长子，我们在这上面有一个统一的看见，就是我们要是第一代移民的教会，但是我们要竭力要帮助那个亚要帮助那个 ancient church.
And thank to God, we have our leaders have the same vision that although we are the first generation church, our vision is to help the all the ancient church.
好，愿神祝福我们。
May God bless us.
让我们记得神对我们每个基督徒的呼召，你们要成为圣洁的国民，要成为祭司的国度。
May we remember the God's calling. We need to be a holy nation and a nation of priests.
我们的身份是由于神对我们的呼召。
Our identity is created by God's calling.
所以我们是基督的使者。
We are the ambassador of Christ.
我们要传基督的福音，
使人与上
帝和好。
Spread the gospel of Christ to reconcile people and God.
我们的生命的意义就在这里。
That's the meaning of our life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞
美你。Lord, thank you.
我们感谢你呼召我们。
We thank you for calling us.
让我们成为你的儿女。
So we can be your children.
我们感谢你，让我们是成为生活在北美的华人。
Lord, we thank you that we are the Chinese living in North America.
给我们一个特殊的身份。
Give us a special identity.
让我们在这个移民的这样的一个浪潮当中，我们可以去做这个移民的工作。
So in the tide of immigrating, we can work on those first generation immigrants.
我们可以服侍这些第一代的移民。
We can serve these first generation immigrants.
我们也可以努力的去工作，把这个棒交给我们的亚裔的 church.
We can work hard and pass this mission to the our second generation, the Asian church.
主要愿你来帮助我们。
Lord, we pray that you help us.
让我们能够做好我们的工作。
So we can do our part.
让我们能够打完我们美好的仗。
So we can fight the good fight.
我们到最终见你的时候。
As we see you.
主啊，我们的心里面可以有这样的平安。
We have peace in our heart.
主，我们感谢赞美你，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.